Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, hope you're having a great Wisconsin weekend. Let's head to Road America. John Everett is the Communications Director at Elkhart Lakes Road America. John, good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
I love the combination of what happens there in July. It's history, tradition, at one of the biggest vintage weekends of the year. Tell us about the WeatherTech Vintage Weekend.
Certainly one of the most exciting weekends of the year. This is incredible. The WeatherTech Vintage Weekend with Brian Redman, you're going to see over 400 cars from nearly every era of racing. We're talking pre-war all the way up to modern era Formula One cars on track. So lots of different groups, lots of different categories, even some special race groups from Trans Am, and a special Dan Gurney reunion of several cars, probably almost 20-plus cars that Dan Gurney raced, designed, built, will be there this weekend. What's really, really cool about the Vintage Weekend is that it's not pretentious. Fans can wander around. They can talk to the owners of the cars, the drivers of the cars, walk right up. Kids can sit in these cars. And on Friday night, they parade over 100 of these cars into downtown Elkhart Lake from 6 to 8 p.m. So it's the most incredible, visceral experience you're ever going to see. People line the streets to see these cars parade into town. They park. They stop. You can ask questions. You can see these cars. You can learn all the history about these cars. And then they roll back to the track at 8 o'clock. On Saturday night, sports cars will be on display. There won't be a parade, but sports cars will be on display. And that's almost another wonderful group of cars from almost every era of sports car racing back since when Road America began in 1955, because in the early 50s, they were racing on the streets around Elkhart Lake. So this is just sort of a revision of that wonderful history. And it's so great to get up close and personal to these wonderful cars and see the power and the precision and the craftsmanship that's gone into these cars over the years. These guys don't rub them with a diaper. They get them out on track and they really race them, and that's pretty exciting to see.
It's going to be an incredible weekend, a lot going on. And then after that, a major endurance weekend comes to Road America, and people love this too, John. Tell us about it.
If you want to wrap huge, if Woodstock and Road America had a baby, it would be the Motul Sports Car Grand Prix. 6-hour event. So if you've heard of the 24 Hours of Daytona, if you like the opening to F1 the movie with Brad Pitt, if you've heard about the 6 hours of Sebring, this is going to be it. The Motul Sports Car Endurance Grand Prix at Road America. 6-hour event. Get your tickets early. I think the advance deadline is July 22nd, but this is going to be incredible because you're going to see over 60 cars in the field, the same types of cars that race the 24 Hours of Le Mans, 24 Hours of Daytona. Yes, absolutely. Get your campsites early. Get your golf carts early because this is going to be an endurance fiesta, fiasco, amazement all weekend long, and that's going to be near the end of July through the first part of August.
That's going to be a great weekend, and then it just keeps rolling. We're talking to John Everett at Elkhart Lakes Road America because the GT World Challenge comes to town in late August.
Yeah, we like to say, you know, sports cars are sort of meant for August because the GT World Challenge, if you're a Mercedes enthusiast, a BMW enthusiast, a Corvette enthusiast, lots of great cars to see, Ferraris, Porsches, you name it, all going to be in a massive field of sports car racing with the GT World Challenge America. These are folks that actually cut their teeth here and then they move up to IMSA, or actually they'll move over to other series, or sometimes they just really like racing GT World Challenge America because the American side is very similar to the European side. So we encourage people, again, get your tickets early, get your campsites, get your golf carts. Lots of stuff is still available to see and do, family fun zones, lots of wonderful concessions. So August is just, if you're a sports car nut, if you're a racing nut, if mom and dad are looking for something affordable to do with the kids, because kids 16 and under get in free, any one of these events is great to come and check out, whether you come up for the weekend or you're coming for the day.
And John, what I love is that it's about much more than just needing to be a race enthusiast. The Sunset Cruise Nights, you have fitness nights, you have motorcycle schools. Tell us about a couple of the other things that don't involve sports cars.
Yeah, we truly love it because if you're looking for something to do, go to roadamerica.com. You can take your car out on track. So you can take your own car, your convertible, your motorcycle out on track and be able to ride along where history is made every single day. So it's a great way to pile the family in the car. I think it's $20-25 bucks a car. And you can take a sunset cruise, a few laps, and then shop at the paddock shop afterwards. There's also morning drive. Also, if you're really looking to get in shape, you don't want to deal with curves and crosswalks and traffic and everything like that. 4 miles of fitness is Monday and Wednesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. So you can walk, bike, or run the track. You might even find some souvenirs from some crashed sports cars in August on the side of the track, you know. So that might be something fun to kind of throw in the stroller or the wagon and say, hey, man, look at this piece of this race car that I found. But, yes, yeah, certainly 4 miles of fitness is another way to get out and enjoy the racing. Motorcycle schools and driving schools are currently ongoing. Lots of teens are getting ready to go off to college, so check out our teen driving program. It's a great way for teens to get more confidence behind the wheel and mom and dad to have more peace of mind as they send their teens off to high school and college. So it's a great way when you're ready to hand over the keys. Our teen driving program is a good way for them to start, too. But everything's available at roadamerica.com.
Going to be a great month or so. John Everett is the communications director at Elkhart Lakes Road America. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, John. Happy summer.
Same to you, buddy. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.